Well, if it's something coming out of the water heater, it would be throughout the house.
Right.
So we got to concentrate on that one sink because that's the only thing that's giving him problems. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to assume that.
But he's losing water pressure in his kitchen sink.
In his sink, but not in the other parts of the house.
Right, but not in the bathrooms or outside, right.
That's right. So if there was something in the water heater, it would be in the showers, it would be in the sinks, it would be everywhere.
You get bad pressure everywhere.
Yeah, it would be pretty consistent with
could
the white
flaking.
Could
it be bad cartridge in the kitchen sink?
It could be some pieces that are deteriorating. It could be that there's a lot of debris there that needs to be cleaned out down by the stops, which are those little valves underneath the sink that you turn the water off to the faucet. So I'd have somebody come out and pull the stops off and make sure that's all clean in there because it doesn't take much to drop your water pressure in half. It can be just almost microscopic pieces that are in there, and it's just hard water deposits that are built up.
Another case for having a
water softener.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know. Let's just hit that a minute. I've had a water softener on my house, and I'm in. Since 97, and I haven't had to have any kind of problems whatsoever with that kind of issue. And so I'm so spoiled now, I even forget about those issues even exist in houses that don't have water softeners, but they help tremendously.